我们先有一点的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayers.
主啊，我们又一次来到你的面前。
Lord, once again we come before your presence.
我们都在这里等候你。
We're here to wait upon you.
因为你乐意向人说话。
Because you're willing to speak to us.
你常常在人的中间显明你自己的心意。
You always manifest your own will before us.
你从前是如此，现在还是如此。
You are now as you were before.
所以我们在你面前的时候，我们就愿意听见你向我们说话。
So when we come before you, we're willing to listen to your words.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你从前所说的话，如今你借着圣灵打开你自己话语里边的光，给我们显明出来。
Lord, because you use your Holy Spirit to open up your words and enlighten your words that you have spoken before.
你越过越叫我们看见你那没有改变的事实。
You cause us to see that you are never changed.
你从前怎样启示你的自己，你今天还是照样的启示你的自己。
How you revealed yourself before, now you're still revealing yourself.
你如何显明你的心意，你今天还是一样的显明当初的心意。
How you view your hearts before, now you're still revealing your hearts to us.
主啊，所以我们到你面前来的时候，求你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐下来。
So when we come before you, Lord, we ask that you give us the spirit of revelation, spirit and revelation.
叫我们凭借着你的怜悯，可以听见你今天向我们说的话。
So by your grace we can hear what you want to say to us today.
主啊，我们实在需要你更多。
Lord, indeed,
向我们打开你的自己。
We need you to open up yourself to us more.
我们需要更多的面对面的去认识你。
And we need to know you face to face more.
并且求我们的主，你也借着你自己所流的血来除掉我们一切的阻隔。
And Lord, may you use your precious blood that you shed to take away all the hindrance.
你叫我们与你的中间有畅快的交通。
And may you cause us to have an open way between us.
你的话语向我们发出亮光。
And you shine upon your words.
你的同在叫我们感觉甘甜。
And your presence is sweet to us.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你实在是我们的主。
Because indeed you are our Lord.
你不住地用着你的话来引领我们走上你的路。
You continue to lead us on your path with your words.
但愿主给我们里面没有闭塞。
Lord, may you cause us to have no hindrance in us.
和你当中也没有任何的遮挡。
There's nothing in between you and us.
主啊，你怎么说，你就让我们怎么听。
Lord, whatever you say, help us to listen.
你怎么引导，就让我们怎样跟随。
However your guidance is, help us to follow on.
我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
我们在这里仰望你。
We're here to look upon you.
主带领我们今天晚上这一段的时间。
May you lead us in our sharing tonight.
再一次在这里叫我们感觉你的同在。
Once again, cause us to feel your presence.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.在耶利米书十九章的末了，
At the end of chapter 19 of Jeremiah,
我们看到神指出一个很严肃的问题。
We see that the Lord pointed out a solemn matter.
神用耶利米公开的向犹大人说话。
The Lord used Jeremiah to speak publicly to Judah.
从君王一直到百姓，神耶利米都没有隐藏神要他说的。
And Jeremiah did not hide anything that the Lord wanted him to say from the king to the people.
神借着耶利米所说的话一摆出来就是很严厉的。
And the words that he had spoken was really solemn.
严厉到一个地步。
To a point.
他好像直接指着犹大人的愚昧。
He was pointing at the foolishness of the people of
Judah. 你们用错误的方法去寻求神。
You are seeking the Lord with the wrong ways.
你们用不准确的那一种意念去寻求神。
And using an inaccurate heart to seek the Lord.
神就让他们看见。
And the Lord caused them to see.
他们这样寻求神的地方就成了他们死亡的地方。
The way that they seek the Lord is the way that leads to death.
他们要寻求祝福。
They wanted to seek blessings.
但是因为找错了对象。
But because they seek after the wrong object.
把偶像放在神的地位上。
And they put the idols in place of the Lord.
结果神说，你们所得着的乃是祸，不是福。
So the Lord said, woe would come upon you instead of blessing.
神指出他们落到这样的光景。
And the Lord pointed out that they have fallen into this situation. 乃是因为
他们应着景象不听神的话。
It's because they are rebellious and they would not listen to the Lord.
那么我们就看到，当神这样用着耶利米公开的在那里发表神的心意的时候。
So we see that the Lord used Jeremiah publicly to reveal his heart.
立刻我们就看到有反应。
And we see that there's a reaction there.
但是这个反应不是犹大人的跟上。
But the reaction is not that the people of Judah would follow.
而是引动他们的怒气。
But it is to provoke the anger.
当然主要的那一个怒气是他们背后的神的对头。
But the anger came from the opposition of God.
那我们都晓得。
And we know that.
如果神的百姓回转归回神。
If the people of God repent and turn back to God.
那神要做的在他们中间能行得出来。
What God wanted to do would be able to carry out among them.
那个结果就是慢慢的把国度带进来。
And the consequences will be gradually the kingdom would be brought forth.
那人也许不太重视这一点。
Maybe people would not look upon it heavily.
但是撒旦很知道。
But Satan knows.
这个事情不允许在地上发生。
That he would not allow this to happen on earth.
如果这个事情在地上发生的话，
If this happens on earth,
那也就是他的尽头来到。
That would be the end of him.
那所以我们就看到，
So we see that.
当耶利米这样公开的向着犹大的百姓宣告神的心意的时候，
When Jeremiah proclaimed the heart of the Lord publicly among the people of Judah,
那撒旦就激动犹大人显明那一个对抗。
Then Satan provoked the people of Judah to rebel against God.
那所以二十章一开始我们就看到这个事实。
So in the beginning of chapter 20,
首先对耶利米过不去的。
The first who was opposing Jeremiah,
是一个祭司。
He's a priest.
他同时也是耶和华殿的总管。
And he's also the chief officer in the temple of the Lord.
是第一节那里就说了，二十章第一节那里就说。
So in chapter 20, verse 1,
祭司因外的儿子巴斯户尔做耶和华殿的总管，听见耶和华耶利米预言这些事，他就打先知耶利米，用耶和华殿里便雅悯高门内的家，将他加在那里。
Verse 1 says, when the priest Sheher, son of Imah, the chief officer in the temple of the Lord, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things. He had Jeremiah the prophet beaten and put in stocks at the upper gate of Benjamin at the Lord's temple.
用着你看到这件事的时候，
and when you see this, brothers and sisters,
你不会觉得是偶然发生的。
And you know that this is not a consequence. It's not a coincidence.
因为在这个时候起来对付耶利米的不是别的人。
Because at this time, the one who's opposing Jeremiah,
他具备了两重的身份。
It's a special person. He has two positions. One is the priest.
一个是耶和华殿的总管。
One is the chief officer in the temple of the Lord.
耶和华殿的总管那是属于行政上的事情。
The chief officer in the temple of the Lord, he's an executor.
是犹太教里头的行政的事情。
He is in the position of executor in the Judaism.
作为祭司呢？
But as a priest,
那是应当是要领着神的百姓去侍奉敬拜寻求神的。
He should be leading the people of the Lord to seek after the Lord and to worship him.
那不管他哪一个身份，
But no matter which position he's holding,
他都应当知道耶和华的律法。
He should have known the law and the content of the law of the Lord.
他也会知道以色列人的整个的历史的经过的里头，神如何和他的百姓立约。
And he should know how the Lord has established his covenant between him and his people in the history of Judah.
但现在我们看到对付耶利米的头一个人
But now we see the first who were to oppose Jeremiah such a person.
那由于这样的一个事实
And because of this fact
就反映出在那一个时候在整个的犹大人对神的态度
It reflected at that time at the land of Judah the reaction of the attitude of the people who were against the Lord.
人向着神不是敬畏
And they are not fearful toward the Lord.
人向着神觉得神只是一个陈列品摆在那里
They feel like the Lord is only a display.
啊，你可以理会他，你也可以不理会他。
That you can pay attention or not pay attention to him.
反正让他摆在那里，就表明我们还是一批敬虔的人。
As long as the Lord is on display, that means they are still a holy people.
那在当时的犹太人的中间，好像除了这样的一个光景以外，他们和神中间再没有什么正常的关系了。
So it is as if this is the only relation they have with the Lord. There's no normal relation between the Lord and them.
那因此弟兄姊妹，当我们看下去的时候
So when we continue on, Francis,
我们就能了解为什么那一个时候犹大人的属灵的光景吓到那么可怜。
Then we can understand how at that time the spiritual condition of the people of Judah has fallen to such a situation.
虽然他不是大祭司
Even though he's not the great priest.
但是他能做圣殿里头的总管，那这样也大概比大祭司也低不了太多。
But he was the chief officer in the temple of the Lord, so it's not so much lower in position-wise than the great priest.
这叫做属灵的领袖。
He is a leader, a spiritual leader.
属灵的领袖落到这样的一种光景。
When the spiritual leader has fallen to such a condition,
那难怪神向他的百姓说话，一直在神的百姓当中没有回应。
It's not surprising how when the Lord continued to speak to the people did not react.
那么现在我们不管那个敌对的情形。
So now we're not paying any more attention to the
我们要看的是神如何把耶利米带过来。
And we'd like to look at how the Lord has bring Jeremiah through this situation.
那么这个巴士户尔把耶利米关了一个晚上。
So this pastor has locked up Jeremiah for one night.
第二天他就又把他释放了。
And the next day he released him.
那么当他把耶利米释放的时候
So when he was releasing Jeremiah
耶利米也非常老实的对他说了一些话
And Jeremiah was very honest and he speaks these
words 说什么话呢
What kind of things did he
他
说
say 巴士户尔
He said Pasher
你的结局非常可怜
Your consequence You have a very pitiful consequence
你不能再叫做巴斯户尔
Your name is no longer Pasher
你的名字要变成马戈尔比沙比
But your name will become Magor Misabit
什么意思呢
What does that mean
小字的里边就把那个意思说出来
And in the fine print it explains the meaning
他说就是四面惊吓的意思
It means terror on every side
为什么这样呢
Why is it like this
因为神说
Because God said,
我必叫你四处都遇到惊吓。
I will make you a terror.
不管你是在哪里，你就是自己恐吓自己。
No matter where you are, you are a terror to yourself.
你不仅是自己恐吓自己。
Not only are you a terror to yourself.
你让认识你的人都因着你而受惊吓。
You also a terror to all your friends.
你必定是要给交在巴比伦王的手里
And you will be handed over to the king of Babylon
你和那些你所熟悉的人都要被掳到巴比伦去
You and all those you know will be carried off to Babylon
所有跟你有关联的人都要被掳到巴比伦
All those who relate to you will be sent exile to Babylon
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
那这是耶利米对巴斯户尔所说的话
This is what Jeremiah spoke to Pasher
从他所说的这一段话的里头
And from the words that he spoke
我们就留意到一些事情
And we'll see these things
先看耶利米的属灵的品格
We'll look at the spiritual character of Jeremiah first
他并没有因着 所遭遇的反对，他就改变神托付他的使命。
He has not changed the commission that God has entrusted him because of the opposition he encountered.
他也不因着那个整个的环境对他是这样的抵挡，所以他就从说神的话的这一个地位上面退下来。
And he did not refrain from what the Lord has entrusted him because of the opposition in the environment.
他没有。
He didn't.
他还是很明显很清楚的把神托付给他的话很明确的宣告在神的百姓的中间。
But he continued to proclaim honestly and without refrain the words that's entrusted him by the Lord.
我们要留意的。
And what we need to take note of.
这个是仇敌的抵挡头一次也那么公开的临到耶利米。
This is the first time the opposition from the enemy that's so publicly toward Jeremiah.
那从这一个事实的里头
And from this fact,
我们看到属灵的征战就是这样的在那里进行着。
We see how the spiritual warfare is going on at that time.
神增加他对他百姓的发表。
The Lord increases his revelation to his people.
就引来仇敌或者说神的对头更厉害的反对
which leads to the more fierce opposition from the enemy of God
当然我们不会单单是只是看见人对付人的事情
so of course we didn't just see that man opposing man
我们所留意的乃是这个属灵征战显出来的时候在抵挡神的人的背后的那一个原因
And what we see also is behind this spiritual warfare and man opposing man what's behind all these
从表面上看来好像是人在那里对付人
On the surface is man opposing man
但是你看到里面去的时候你就看到是撒旦在那里对付神
But behind all this is Satan against God
当然撒旦要对付神是对付不了的
But of course Satan is no match of God
但是他可以对付跟随神的人
But he can deal with the follower of God
这就是耶利米在这里所遇到的那一种事态的那一个属灵的原则
And this is the spiritual principle that Jeremiah has encountered here
那么耶利米在这种处境的底下
So under this condition
他怎么样呢
How did Jeremiah react?
我们如果从他给巴士户尔释放以后他所说的那一段话来看
If we look at the words that he speaks after he was released by pressure
他很刚强
he is very strong
他没有退缩
He did not fall behind
他仍然站住在神要他站的地位上
He's still standing firm on the position that God has given him
这个是从外面看来是如此的
This is on the surface that's
how it is 但弟兄姊妹们
The brothers and sisters?
我们觉得非常的有意思。
There's something very interesting here.
把二十章看下去的时候
If you continue on chapter 20, you find out
是神特别要我们去领会的。
That is what God wants us to take special note of.
领会什么?
What is it?
领会耶利米里面的光景。
Is to understand the inner condition of Jeremiah.
从外面来看,耶利米站住了。
From the surface, it's at its As if Jeremiah has to firm.
从外面来看，耶利米很坚强。
And from the surface, he's very strong.
没有给凶恶的环境来压倒。
He was not suppressed by the fierce environment.
但是他里面怎么样呢？
But how is it inside?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
圣灵把耶利米里面的光景也给我们摊开来。
The Holy Spirit has revealed the inner condition of Jeremiah.
您让我们真的是看见一个事实。
And we see this fact.
神的能力。在软弱人的身上显得完全。
That the power of God has manifested on those who are weak.
这样的一个事实在耶利米的身上显出来了。
And this fact has been revealed on Jeremiah.
也是以后保罗自己所见证的，在他身上也是这样显出来了。
And this is also what Paul has testified that it was like this on him.
而不单是在保罗身上显出来。
Not only was it manifested in Paul.
一旦我们所有愿意站立在神的一边的人的身上显出来。
It's also manifested on all of us who are willing to stand on God's side.
我们常常有这样的一个错觉。
We always have this misunderstanding.
我们以为能为神站立的人都是非常刚强的。
We think that those who stand for God, they are all very strong.
但是神从来没有隐瞒人的本相。
But God has never hidden people's true personality.
也没有隐瞒人的软弱。
And that he also has not hidden people's weakness.
那现在我们从耶利米身上我们就看到。
And from Jeremiah we can see.
如果我们从第七节里头一直看到末了。
If we start reading from verse 7 until the end of chapter 20,
你看到耶利米里他的本相是软弱的。
We see the true self of Jeremiah, he's actually very weak.
但是这个软弱的人却能站立。
But this person who's weak, he can stand.
并且站立得非常的准确又坚强。
And even he's standing very firm.
怎么能这样呢？
How can he do that?
明显的给我们看到。
Obviously, we can see.
那是神的扶持。
It's the support of God.
那是神的帮助。
It's the help of God.
那是神自己在那里加添他属灵的勇敢。
And it's God Himself to increase His spiritual courage.
而让他轻看眼见的环境。
So He will look upon what's visible lightly.
那因此我们从耶利米从第七节里边说到耶利米在神面前的一个祷告。
So from verse 7 on, we see Jeremiah's prayer before God.
这个祷告很长耶。
And this is a very long prayer.
从第七节一直到第二十章的末了。
It starts from verse 7 of chapter 20 until the end.
都是耶利米经历了这一次给人枷锁起来在神面前的祷告。
And this prayer comes after what Jeremiah has experienced that he was put in stocks.
从他这个祷告的里面
from in this prayer,
我们留意好几件事情。
We pay attention to several things.
头一件事情你看到。
The first thing you see,
耶利米能站立在神要他站的地位上那个秘诀在哪里？
The key, the secret to where Jeremiah can stand at the place where God wants him to stand is that
头一件事情
the first thing
我们很清楚地看见
it's very clear
他是接受神的权柄
he received God's power
毫无保留地接受神的 authority 权柄的
he has received God's authority without reservation
用什么你留意第七节一开始
so verse 7
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说耶和华呀你曾劝导我我也听了你的劝导你比我有力量舍胜了我。
It says, O Lord, you persuaded me and I was persuaded, you overpowered me and prevailed.
弟兄姊妹们当你听到耶利米在神面前这样祷告的时候
And when you see how Jeremiah prayed before God like this,
很自然的你就想起耶利米起初被神呼召的时候的那一段事情。
Naturally, you remember how Jeremiah was first called by God.
那是在第一章里边。
And it was
in 所记录下来。
Chapter 1.
神呼召他。
When God called him.
耶利米说。
Jeremiah said.
我年幼。
I'm young.
我不懂事。
I'm only a child.
我没有力量。
And I don't have any strength.
但神说。
But the Lord said.
我成为你的力量。
I will become your strength.
我成为你的拯救。
And I will become your rescue.
我成为你的扶持。
I will become your support.
你留意到那一段的经历的时候。
When you take note to this experience.
你就知道耶利米在这个时候祷告出那个时候神和他中间所发生过的事。
Then you understand what had happened in this conversation and what happened between him and God.
那这个事情说明了什么呢?
And what does it say?
如果按照耶利米的本身来说,
If it's according to Jeremiah himself,
他不甘心接受神的呼召,
he was not willing to accept the calling from God.
他也不敢看自己能接受神的呼召,
and he dare not to accept God's calling because of his own strength.
因为他觉得他是完全没有足够的条件，也没有合宜的条件。
Because he felt like he's not qualified at all.
我怎么可以承担这样的事情呢？
How can I take up this responsibility?
我哪有这样的勇气和力量来承担这样的事情呢？
How can I have courage and strength to accept this?
但是神说，
But the Lord said,
不是因为你有，
It's not because that you have,
是因为我要。
It's because I want you to.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你留意这一个。
And Francis will take note of this.
你就看到耶利米在这里说，你曾劝导我，我也接受你的劝导，并且你也胜了我。
So you understand what he says, oh, Lord, you persuaded me and I was persuaded, and you overpowered me and prevailed.
所以我就服下来了。
So I bowed down before you.
我就接受你所说的一切了。
And I accepted all the things that you
said. 我就把我的权柄交给你。
So I give you my authority.
你要怎么的带领，你就怎么带领。
However you want to lead me, you can lead me.
你要怎么差遣就怎么差遣。
Wherever you want to send me, I'll go.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
My sisters, we thank God.
这是耶利米的，在神面前能站立的头一个秘诀。
And this is the first secret that how Jeremiah can stand before the Lord.
那第二件事情我们要留意的呢？
And the second thing we need to take note of.
他不仅是接受神的权柄。
Not only did he accept God's authority.
他也接受人给他的羞辱和那个反对。
He also accepts the insult and the opposition from men.
而这些羞辱和反对也不是很容易。接过来的。
And it's not easy to accept all these insults and opposition.
只要你从那把那个字句看一下，你就知道。
And if you read the words, you understand.
人家在那里说。
And people would say.
你说什么嘛？
What are you talking about?
他一说就是神要叫你们悔改，不然的话，神就要把你们交给巴比伦。
Because whenever he speak, he would speak of to the people and say, repent or else.
那当他在这样的宣告神的心意的时候
，or else the Lord would send you exile to Babylon.
人就把他看作笑话。
When he proclaimed this, people would laugh at him.
人就在那里给他凌辱。
And people would insult him.
人若他怎么说，人就怎么顶回来。
Whatever he says, people would be opposing him.
弟兄姊妹们，
My sisters,
如果不领会神的心意的，
If we do not understand God's heart,
那倒无所谓。
Then there would be no big deal about it.
但是耶利米是明明知道神的心意的。
But Jeremiah understand clearly God's heart.
神劝他们悔改。
That God wanted the people to repent.
神让他们回转。
And God wanted people to turn back. It's in order to save them. So they would not fall under God's punishment. So that God's will and His mercy once again can have a way in His people. But God's people did not feel like there's a relationship. There's
你讲的话我们都不懂。
We do not understand whatever you're saying.
你说的事情根本就不会发生。
And whatever you say would not happen.
我们有的是圣殿。
We have the holy temple.
我们有的是律法。
We have the law.
我们是神所拣选出来的百姓。
And we are the chosen people of God.
他怎么会放弃我们？
How would he forsake us?
人是这样的来回应耶利米所说的。
And this is how the people respond to what Jeremiah said.
如果光是这样还好。
It would be okay if they only respond this way.
因为还没有存什么的敌意。
Because they don't have that opposition, the strong opposition toward Jeremiah.
但是耶利米所接受的不是只是一些的抗拒。
But Jeremiah did not just receive this kind of opposition.
并且是带着非常非常浓的敌意的。
But the people has actually has very strong opposition toward him.
是你留意他在神的面前说，因为我服了你，结果呢，我就终日成为笑话，人人都戏弄我。
So that's why Jeremiah said, because I was persuaded by you, and I am ridiculed all day long. Everybody mocks me.
又说，因为耶和华的话 终日成了我的灵肉鸡翅。第八节末了。
And in verse 8 it says, So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long.
你看到这里非常大的敌意在哪里了。
And it's such strong opposition.
敌，这种敌意在耶利米的心思里有没有发生一些消极的作用呢？
And did this strong opposition cause Jeremiah to be pessimistic?
人家说你一次，你能受得住。
That when people say it once, they talk like this once, you may be able to accept it. If you say it twice, you may be able to accept it.
人家继续说三次、四次，一直在那说下去的时候。
But if they continue to go on,
你就觉得很为难。
And you feel very difficult inside.
耶利米也没有例外。
And Jeremiah is no exception.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Versus you see that.
他里面好像都给摇动了一下。
He, it is as if he was shaken inside.
他想到，既然说神的话，说到这样的一个结果。
And he would think, if I speak God's word, and it will have such consequences.
那我倒不如不说了。
I should have just be silent and not say anything.
就这你看到。在耶利米心里面的确是有个阴影。
And you see that that's a shadow inside his heart.
我哎呀，今后不再说就算了。说了他们也不听。
I should just be quiet and not say anymore because they won't listen.
你这么多的烦恼干什么？
And there's so much reproach. Why should I do that?
倒不如我安安平平安安的度过我的日子就好了。
I should just live in peace.
那人的肉体很自然会有这种反应。
This is the natural response of man's flesh.
耶利米是人。
And Jeremiah is a person.
虽然他是先知。
Even though he's a prophet.
虽然他受过神的对付。
Even though he was dealt with by God.
但是无论如何，人还是会带着人的缺陷和软弱。
But regardless, a man will still have his weakness.
是当人的灵弱、人的讥诮、人的反对到了这样的一种光景的时候。
So when man's insult and reproach is up to this point,
这里面好像也有一点要打退堂鼓的那个意思出来了。
Inside of him, he wants to withdraw.
但是人可以软弱。
But even though man can be weak,
但神却不跟着人做愚昧的事。
But God would not do the same foolish thing that man would.
所以你看到神是怎样负耶利米的责任。
So you see how God took up Jeremiah's responsibilities.
他怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
他说，我如果说我不再提，第九节，我如果说我不再提耶和华，也不再奉他的名讲论，我便心里觉得似乎有烧着的火，必塞在我的骨中，我就含忍不住，不能自禁。
Verse 9, But if I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, his word in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他虽然还带着人的软弱。
Even though Jeremiah is weak.
但是神没有让他落在这个软弱里。
But God helped him so that he would not fall into this weakness.
那在这里我们看到一件事。
And we see one thing here.
耶利米所想的。
In Jeremiah's mind.
都是在魂里边的反应。
It's a response of the soul.
哎呀，算了吧，不要不说神的话了。
So he would think, I should just be quiet and not say God's words anymore.
说出来说这样的结局说来干什么呢？
If I continue to say it and bring in all these consequences, why should I say it?But thank God.
人可以在魂里边兜圈子。
That we can walk in circles in our soul.
神却在人灵里面说话。
But God would speak to the man's spirit.
很显然你就看到。
And obviously you can see.
耶利米现在就是经历到神这样的保护和负责。
Jeremiah now is experiencing God's protection.
我要离开神要我站的位置。
I want to walk away from the position God wants me to be in.
我头脑里头，我觉得我可以这样做。
In my mind, I feel like I can do this.
但是他里面就不答应。
But inside of him, there's a disagreement.
他里面就好像有了 火烧的壁塞在那里。
And it is hard that's like a fire there.
他没有办法能禁止他自己。
He cannot keep himself.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然是有许多的羞辱加到他身上。
Even though there's a lot of insults upon him,
他经历了神的保护和神对他的那个引领。
He experienced God's protection and the leading, a guidance of God.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
明显你看见是主在那里扶持他。
It's very obvious that you see the Lord there to support him.
也明显你看见神在那里保护他。
You can see clearly it's the Lord who's protecting him.
你有什么留意？当时他的处境实在是非常非常的艰难。
And sisters, you take note, the situation he was in was very difficult.
因为上面我们所看到的只是祭司一个人对付他。
Because in the beginning, we only see there's only one person, the priest is opposing him.
但底下的你看见，他周围的人都是在那里对付他。
But below, you see there are a lot of people, all those who surround him is opposing him.
好像他到每一个地方，他在那里一说到神的话，他所接受到的回应就是抵挡。
So wherever he goes, whenever he speaks of God's word, he would face opposition.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神让他在这样的环境的里面去经历了神给他做保护。
God let him experience that God is his protection within this situation.
不管人怎么对付他。
Doesn't matter how people are dealing with him.
告他也好。
They report him to the officials.
引诱他也好。
They would trick him, and they would want to try to kill him. We thank the Lord.
你看到十一节,
you see it in verse 11.
然而耶和华与我同在。
He said that, but the Lord is with me.
怎么同在法呢?
How is the Lord with him?
他是一个很可怕的勇士。
It's like a mighty warrior.
所以所有临到他身上的那个逼迫
So all those persecution that he faced would stop.
所有那些要对付他的人都蒙羞。
And all those persecutors, they will be disgraced.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是第三件事情我们要注意到的。那耶利米里面属灵的那种光景。
This is the third point that points out the inner spiritual condition of Jeremiah.
那还有一样。
That's also another one.
在这样的光景的底下
Under this condition,
他怎么来接受这种环境呢?
How did he accept the situation?
他在神面前有一个等候。
He waits before the Lord.
他求神显明神自己的公义。
He asked God to reveal his own righteousness.
我们前一次也提过。
Last time we mentioned also,
在旧约的律法的底下上神求公义的彰显。
Under the laws in the Old Testament, when you ask God to reveal His righteousness,
是可以叫我们理解的。
That we can comprehend.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们可以我们看到旧约的圣徒，他们常常在神面前求神彰显他的公义。
We see that the saints in the Old Testament, they always ask God to manifest His righteousness.
但是神好像没有答应他们。
But it is as if God did not answer them.
耶利米是这样。
And Jeremiah is like this.
在圣殿里面被杀的撒加利亚也是这样。
It's the same for Zechariah who was killed in the temple.
好多在旧约里边跟随 主的人，他们所蒙的冤屈，在神面前的祈求，好像也都是这样。
And many saints in the Old Testament, when they are being persecuted, they have this cry, the same cry before God. But it is as if God has not answered them immediately.
我常常读到他们这样在神面前仰望神的怜悯的时候，
whenever I read this, how they look upon the Lord,
很自然就想起启示录里头揭开第六个印的时候。
And I would think about in Revelation when the sixth seal was opened.
所显出来的那一个情形。
and the condition that was revealed.
就是在祭坛底下有许多为神的道被长者的灵魂在那里上神呼求说。
And there are a lot of souls that were killed by under the altar. They would have this cry before the Lord.
他说：“圣洁公义的主啊，你不为我们身流血的冤，还要等到几时呢？”
And they would ask the holy and righteous God, "When are you going to make it right for us to ask our enemies to pay for
it?"
But there's a voice that's answering. There will still be a little while.
要等到神的众仆人给杀的数目填满。
And until the number of the people of the Lord who were to be killed that has been completed.
神给我们看到神的公义彰显一定要彰显的。
And then we know that God's righteousness will be manifested.
但是神有神的时间。
But God has his own time,
那正因为这样。
And because of
this. 我们看到旧约和新约里面很多圣徒们的祷告好像一直存留在哪里。
And we see that the prayers throughout the Old Testament and New Testament is still there.
等到神的时间来的时候 神就显明他的作为。
Until God's time has come and God will reveal his deeds.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
我们看到耶利米在当时接受人这样的苦待的时候他并不是用他自己的方法去报复。
That when Jeremiah is receiving all this persecution from the people, he's not taking revenge on his own.
他是把这许许多多的事情都带到神的面前。
And he brings all these things before God.
他告诉神。
And he tells God.
也因着这样他还能赞美神。
So because of this, he's still able to praise God.
那弟兄姊妹很有意思了。
And it's very interesting, brothers and sisters.
但我们看到这一段祷告的时候
When we look at this prayer,
我们觉得耶利米在神面前属灵的学习实在是很有一点分量
That we know in Jeremiah, his spiritual learning is very good before the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们看看圣灵怎么把他余下的祷告也记录下来
Let's look at how the Holy Spirit has recorded the remaining prayer.
我们就知道在属灵征战的里边那个实际的光景是如何。
Then we will know the true condition in a spiritual warfare.
耶利米也没有隐藏他自己的软弱。
Jeremiah has not hidden his own weaknesses.
但是他没有让他自己的软弱来影响他对神的跟随。
But he has not let his own weaknesses to be a hindrance in his following of the Lord.
用什么你留意十四节以后的那些祷告了
When we look at verse 14 on,
你就看到一件什么事呢
What do we see?
你看到当时耶利米好像所接受的那一些困扰到了一个非常非常严重的地步
We see there's the difficulties thatJeremiah was encountering is very serious.
想到我倒不如不活在世上还好。
He would think that it's better for him not to live on this earth.
那也就是说，他按照他自己来说，他实在受不了了。
In other words, he could not take it anymore.
里里外外的那个重担，他承担不了了。
He could not take up the burdens inside and outside.
所以他的话才说到那么的。明显
So that's why he speaks of this so obviously.
这个有点像约伯在最困苦的时候那个祷告，差不多。
It is similar to the prayers of Job when he was at the utmost difficulties. It's better for him not to be born.
最好我在母腹的时候我就死掉。
It's better to die in my mother's womb.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们留意耶利米里面的那种光景。
Let's pay attention to the inner condition of Jeremiah.
我们不得不承认
We cannot but admit
神的道路是人的肉体所不甘心接受的
That the flesh of a human or of a person is not willing to take up God's way
但是 你也不能不接受神的道路。
But you cannot but accept God's way.
因为你在神的道路，在要走在神的路上的时候。
Because if you were to walk on the God's way,
在眼见的环境里面，好像没有看到有前途。
It is as if there's no future in any visible way.
甚至是没有看见前头的一步路还能不能 走上去。
It's as if even the step ahead of you, you are not able to see.
是这样的一个事实。
This is a fact.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神没有告诉我们说他的路是很好走的。
God did not tell us that his path is easy to walk on. He has told us before that his way is narrow. The road is narrow and the gate is small. And there's not many who walk on this path. But we thank the Lord. Even though from our flesh and from without,
神的路是我们的确不甘心接受的。
We're not willing to walk to accept God's path.
但是主告诉我们,
but our Lord said,
这个路是必须走的。
This is a path that you need to walk on.
因为从原则上来看, 这个就是十字架的路。
Because in principle, this is the way of the cross.
十字架的路并不是叫我们舒服的。
The way of the cross is not comfortable.
但是十字架的路却是引我们进入神荣耀的丰富。
But the way of the path leads us into the abundance and the riches of God.
但是我们不能不说。
But we cannot but say.
我们并不是属灵到一个地步，什么感觉都没有。
We are not spiritual to a point that we don't have any feelings.
我们还是有人的感觉。
We still have human's feelings.
还是有魂的反应。
And we have the reaction of our soul.
我们还是会感觉有苦的那个滋味的。
And we will still feel suffering.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
虽然是如此。
Even though it is like this.
但什么时候我们的眼睛从眼见的里边一转回神那里。
Whenever we turn our eyes from what's visible to God.
那这一切都停止了。
All this would stop.
这一切都过去。
All this would pass away.
那弟兄姊妹你看。
Brothers and sisters.
事实就是这样。
This is the fact.
那一面你看到耶利米是这样在当时的环境里边走过来。
On one hand, you see this is how Jeremiah has walked walked through this condition.
在这样的不容易的环境里边，他没有离开神的路。
In this difficult environment, he did not leave God's way.
啊，他仍然站立在神的那一边。
He continues to stand on God's side.
这就格外的显出这他属灵的品格的那一个高贵。
And it shows how noble his spiritual character is.
马上我们就看到。
And then we see right away.
所以在二十一节你留意。
In chapter 21.
二十一章那里边你留意。
In chapter 21,
21章是紧紧接着二十章的。
This is a continuation of chapter 20.
时间上不是分开的。
And there's no separation in time.
因为从二十二章开始。
Because from the beginning of chapter 20.
弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事情。
You see this?
什么事情呢?
What is this?
从二十二章开始的。
In the beginning of chapter 20. 22.
你就看到耶利米书的那些记载就不再按照时间一直到了相当的篇幅就不再按照时间的先后的次序来做记录。
And all those recordings there is not according to the time what happens first and what happens next.
这一点我先提出来。
And I'd like to mention this first.
我们读下去的时候我们就留意了。
When we continue to read on, you should pay attention to this.
但是二十章跟二十一章呢
?But in chapter 20 and 21,
却是紧连在一起的。
They are very closely related to each other.
怎么说呢
?And what does that mean?
那因为当耶利米灵里面经历这样的征战的时候
,Because when Jeremiah was experiences spiritual warfare,
在神的面前。
He's still able to stand before God.
好了，你看21章。
So when you look at chapter 21,
神主动来对他说话。
That God speak to him.
说什么话呢？
What did he say?
说，现在西底家王会打发一些人来看你。
He said that King Zechariah will, Zedekiah will send someone to see you.
请耶利米求问耶和华。
They will ask Jeremiah to inquire of the Lord.
让来攻打犹大的巴比伦的军队退走。
So that they can chase away Babylon, the army of Babylon who's attacking Judah.
那我们留意了。
Now, let's take a look of it.
第三节。
In verse 3,
你看耶利米当时怎么说？
How did Jeremiah answer them?
很清楚。
It's very clear.
一点都不含糊。
It's nothing unclear.
那这是王打发人来，请他为着国家祷告，叫巴比伦人离开。
So the situation is that the king sent someone to ask him to inquire of the Lord so that they can defeat the people of Babylon.
但是你留意，耶利米对他们说，第三节。
But you pay attention to what Jeremiah said to them.
你们正对西底家这样说。
In verse 3, tell Zedekiah.
说什么呢？
What should you tell him?
他说神说啊，我告诉你，你们要跟以巴比伦人打仗，我是告诉你们一件事情，你们的刀要翻转过来打你自己。
And he tells them that this is what the Lord said, you are to fight the king of Babylon, but you, your own swords will turn against you.
在巴比伦的军队围绕耶路撒冷的时候，你们如果不是被杀，就是给瘟疫。
So when the people of Babylon, when they're outside the wall and besieging you, you're either...You will be either strike down or you'll be die of a terrible plague.
没有人能逃脱这个光景。
And no one can escape this condition.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个话你叫耶利米，如果不是里边很明确的站在神那一边，他怎么说呢？
If Jeremiah wasn't standing firmly on God's side, how could he say these words?
因为这些话说出来的时候有很多的困扰。
Because when these words are spoken, it will bring him a lot of trouble.
人家来要求你，为着你自己的国家求神施怜悯。
People come to you and ask you to ask for God's mercy on behalf of your own country.
你倒说没有怜悯。
But you say to them there's no mercy.
你们路不回转。
If you don't repent.
你们路不听神的话。
If you don't listen to God.
神要惩治你们。
That God will punish you.
你们要给掳去。
And you will be sent to exile.
你们是要遭到很大的祸患。
And you will experience a lot of terrible.
弟兄姊妹，我们不说一些很严肃的事。
When this is, we're not talking about some solemn
matter. 待会你就知道怎么严肃法。
Because when we continue on, you see how solemn the matter is.
只是说，就是人与人的那种关系来说，在这个时候，恐怕也很难说得出口吧。
Even when we're only talking about the relationship between men, it's hard for someone to say these words.
但是你看见耶利米胜过了这些。
But you see that Jeremiah has overcome all these.
神怎么让他说，他就怎么说。
Whatever God wants him to say, he speaks.
用中文这样的说是非常不容易的。
This is very, indeed, not very easy.
那我们分两面来留意这一个，你就知道这个事情是非常不简单。
And we'll pay attention to this with two aspects, and you'll see how uneasy it is.
先从人的眼中看来。耶利米会给人看成一个什么样的人？
First, when we look at when in man's eyes, what kind of person is Jeremiah?
弟兄姊妹们，这个话说起来很难听的。
It is very hard to accept.
你出卖犹大。
You're betraying Judah.
你是犹奸。
You are betrayer. You are traitor.
你不爱国。
That you do not love your own country.
现在国家那么危机的时候，你去求神施下怜悯，你都不去。
When your own country is in such crisis, you're not even willing to ask for God's mercy.
反倒说一些叫你的国家受咒诅的话。
But on the other hand, you say words that are cursing your own country.
弟兄姊妹们，你看，话说得很清楚。
Francis, you see that these words are very clear.
在这个情形的底下，你只有出去投降巴比伦人。
Under this condition, you can only go out and surrender.
比如说，你看，人怎么看耶利米？
And you see that how people are looking at Jeremiah at that time.
人会不会觉得耶利米这个人实在是太糟糕了？
Would they think that Jeremiah, this person is really terrible?
怎么在国家民族最需要的时候，他就说反话呢？
At the time when he's most needed for the country, he speaks words that are opposing the country.
弟兄姊妹，这是不简单的事情。
This is something very complicated.
你没有经历过什么民族主义，什么爱国主义的那种情绪冲击过，你就不大知道这种滋味是什么。
If you don't understand what is patriotism or nationalism, that you would understand.
你要是有机会经历了这样的一种冲击，你就晓得这种光景非常非常的不容易忍受。
But if you understand this, you know that this is not easy to accept.
那这是从人那一方面看来说的。
And this is from man's viewpoint.
但是就说耶利米本人，
But for Jeremiah himself,
你说他也很好过吗？
Is it easy for him to
accept? 他一点都不好过。
It's not easy for him.
这个是神的神，这些是神的选民。
These are the chosen people of God.
这是带着神的见证在地上来彰显神的民族。
And they bear God's testimony on this word.
并且是长久以来都是蒙神恩典。
And they have received God's grace for a long time.
那现在要落到这样的一个地步。
And now they have fallen to such a condition.
你觉得耶利米自己里面也会觉得很好受吗？
Would you feel that it's easy for Jeremiah?
一点都不好受。
It's not easy for him.
哦，弟兄姊妹，所以你读耶利米哀歌的时候。
So when you read Lamentation.
你会稍微领会得到，当耶利米在那里严严的警告犹大的百姓的时候，他心里头的伤痛是到了一个怎样的地步。
Then you will understand a little bit how when Jeremiah was speaking these solemn words to Judah, how sad he was in his heart.
当犹大被掳的事情出来的时候，
When Judah was being captive,
你留意到耶利米哀歌一开头是什么话？
You know, in Lamentation, in the beginning,
黄金为何失去了那个亮光？
That why does the gold lose its brightness?
怎么会有这样的事情呢？
How can that happen?
黄金不会失去它的光亮呢？
That the gold would not lose its brightness or shine.
怎么现在失去了呢？
How can it lose its shine?
你再看到耶利米里面的那种感觉。
And if you look into how Jeremiah's experience inside.
看到犹大的百姓，也就是他的同胞了。
He see the people of Judah, which is also his own people.
倒在刀下的时候，
When they were killed under the sword.
给瘟疫杀死的时候，
And they were killed of a plague.
看见那许多的妇人跟孩子那样凄惨的被杀的时候，
And those women and children, they were killed.
他会感觉里面过得来吗？
Would you think it's easy for him to take?
他也过不来啊。
It's hard for him.
所以你在耶利米哀歌里边，你看到什么？看到他什么说呢
？So in Lamentation, what did he say?
但愿我的头为水。
Then says, may my head be like water.
他为我民众的百姓被杀的人来哭个痛快。
So that I can cry for all those people who are killed.
弟兄姊妹，这是耶利米里面的那种感觉。
This is his feeling inside.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters,
当我们看到耶利米在这一个时候
，When we see Jeremiah this time,
他还是那么严肃的宣告神的话。
He's still proclaiming God's word solemnly.
那对他自己来说不容易。
It's not easy for him.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神怎么差遣他？
However God sent him.
他就怎么宣告神的话？
He would proclaim God's word accordingly.
神怎么告诉他？
Whatever God tells him.
他也就照样的。把神的话告诉神的百姓。
That he would tell the people of Judah the God's words accordingly.
而许多的时候
，A lot of times，
我们读神的话读到这个地步
，When we read God's word to this point，
也许我们自己心里头也有点疑惑。
Maybe inside of us there's some doubt。
许多不认识神的人就常常用这些话来。给神儿女们为难。
A lot of people who do not know God would use these words to question God's people.
在中国教会就有一个，中国的基督教里头就有一个有点名堂的人。
There's some famous people in China in the Christian circle.
他的名字叫做吴耀宗。
This person's name is Wu Yaozhong.
他就写了一本书叫做《光明与黑暗》。
And he wrote a book called Light and Darkness.
里面就说到神。
And inside mentioned about God.
他说神是一个混世的魔王。
And he said God is a terrible evil king.
他怎么这样说呢？
Why would he say that?
他就拿旧约里边的事情出来。
And he would mention about things mentioned in the Old Testament.
你看神多么的严厉。
You see how solemn is God.
你看神多么的残酷。
And he's so cruel.
许许多多的事情。
A lot of things.
他一点不顾惜人。
That he would not have mercy on people.
叫人看见杀杀杀。
And all we see is killing.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要说不信不认识神的人。
Well, we don't even need to mention about people who do not know God.
有些时候我们自己也会
sometimes,
神是不是厉害了一点。
Sometimes for us, we will say that is it too severe.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们必须要看清楚。
We need to see clearly.
我们不能用片段的事情来给神下结论。
We cannot use these isolated incidents or some episodes.To make judgment on God.
我们必须要看神和他的子民中间整个的历史的过程，我们才能找到结论的。
We need to see the history of between God and His people and the whole process.
弟兄姊妹，你看，现在这里，我们看。
So here we see that.
看什么呢？
What should we pay attention to?
第八节，二十一节。
In chapter 21, verse 8.
你要对这百姓说，耶和华如此说，看啊，我将生命的路和死亡的路摆在你们面前。
Tell the people, this is what the Lord says. See, I am setting before you the way of life and the way of death.
住在这城里的必遭刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫而死，但出去投归降围困你们加利底人的必得存活，要以自己的命为乐物。耶和华说，我上这城变脸，将祸不降福。这城必交在巴比伦王手中，他必用火焚烧。
Verse 9, whoever stays in the city will die by sword, famine, or plague, but whoever goes out and surrenders to the Babylonians who are besieging you will live. He will escape with his life. I have determined to do this city harm and not good, declares the Lord. It will be given into the hands of the king of Babylon, and he will destroy it with fire.
那当神在这里接着让耶利米向百姓说出这一番话的时候
When the Lord speak of these words through Jeremiah
你看到神的心里面所存的是什么意念
You see what kind of determination is God's heart
神不盼望他的子民给残害
God does not want his people to be persecuted
他很清楚在这里说我将生命的路和死亡的路摆在你们面前
And in here it says clearly, I'm setting before you the way of life and the way of death. You choose by yourself. You choose by yourself.
就像摩西在末后的日子，像以色列人所说的话。
This is like what Moses speaks to the people in the old times.
他在约旦河东边向要进迦南的以色列人说。
He speaks to the Israelites who wanted to enter Canaan at the east side of Jordan.
我将生死祸福的是臣民在你们的面前。
I'm laying out the facts about life and death and blessing and curse.
你们自己去选择。
And you choose.
神并不是喜欢人死亡。
God does not want people to die.
但是许多时候是人逼着神，逼到一个地步，神只能执行他的公义。
But a lot of times that what those people do, it causes God to have no choice.
但是到了这一个时候，
But this time,
神还是说，
God continues to say.
生命的路和死亡的路指给你们看。
I'm setting before you the way of life and the way of death.
你们自己是选择。
And you should choose yourself.
你们看你们究竟要怎么拣选。
And you should choose whatever ways you want.
这个已经是快到尽头的时候。
This is almost at the end.
他说，神说，我对这个城已经定规了，降祸不降福。
And God said, I have determined to do this city harm and not good.
这城一定交在巴比伦王手里。
And this city will be given into the hands of the king of Babylon.
火焚烧。
And he will destroy it with fire.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
不能停在这里。
We cannot stop here.
你要再往上看。
You have to continue.
你看看什么呢？
What should you see?
神还是在那里给他们最幕后的一个机会。
That God gives them a final chance.
十一节你注意。
In verse 11.
至于犹大王的家，你当听耶和华的话。大卫家，耶和华如此说，你们每早晨要施行公平，拯救被抢夺的，脱离西亚人的手。
Moreover, say to the royal house of Judah, Hear the word of the Lord, O house of David. This is what the Lord says.
这是什么？
Administer justice every morning, rescue from the hand of its oppressor, the one who has been robbed. What does that mean?
神让他们回转。
That God wants them to repent.
现在还不太晚。
And this is not too late.
你们现在回转还有机会。
If you repent now, you still have a chance.
你们总要脱离你们的那个恶性。
If you leave your evil deeds.
你们要转过来，要听从耶和华神的话。
If you turn back and listen to the
Lord. 不要在那里再信任自己。
And that you no longer trust yourself.
好像在那说，我们住在高山上，谁能把我们拉下来？
It is as if we live in a high mountain, who can pull us down?
但神说，
But the Lord says,
我与你为敌。
I will oppose you.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意，十三节末了的那一句。
Pay attention to verse 13 at the end. Declares the Lord.
你们在那里，好像凭借着自己。以为有的优势，你根本不把神放在眼里，你觉得你们自己很有本事，很能保护自己。
And God said to them, You feel like you're very strong and can protect yourself, and no one can come against you.
神说那么一句话，很严肃。
But God says one thing is very solemn.
看了，我与你们为敌。
I am against you.
我们虽然听见神说了那么严厉的话，
Even though they have heard the solemn words of God，
但是你仍然看见神这些严厉的话仍然带着一条出路，让神的百姓可以行走。
But these solemn words of God actually continue to have a way that leads them out.
所以我们的神是很残酷吗？
So is our God cruel?
我们的神很严厉吗？
Is our God very severe?
我们的神是这样的，不顾惜人吗？
Is our God not have mercy on his people?
我弟兄姊妹们，
Francis,
所以刚才我就提说，
I mentioned earlier,
从二十二章开始，
From chapter 22 on,
神就用着耶利米说了一些话。
God used Jeremiah to speak some words. What kind of words are these?
就是神在他百姓中间一直催促他们悔改，一直给他们有悔改的机会。
That is, God continues to urge his people to repent, and he continues to give them a chance to repent.
但是他们不管。
But they would not accept it.
但神就让他让人在那里体会。
But God is there to cause his people to understand.
神既然给那么许多的机会他们去悔改回转，他们不接受。
So God gives them so many opportunities to repent, but they will not accept.
那现在神要显明他公义的惩治，这能说是神的残酷吗？
Now when God has to manifest his righteousness, would you consider him as cruel?
那从22章你看到。
And from chapter 22 you can see.
耶和华如此说。
This is what the Lord says.
你下到犹大王的宫中。
Go down to the palace of the king of Judah.
在那里说这话。
And proclaim this message there.
说坐大卫宝座的犹大王啊，你和你的臣仆并进入城门的百姓都当听耶和华的话。
Hear the word of the Lord, O King of Judah, you who sit on David's throne, you, your officials, your people who come through these gates.
听耶和华的什么话呢？
What kind of words should you listen to?
公平和公义拯救被抢夺的脱离欺压人的手，不可亏负寄居和孤儿寡妇，不可以残暴待他们，在这地方不可流无辜人的血。你们若认真行这事，就必有坐大卫宝座的君王和他的臣仆。百姓和坐车和骑马从这城的阁门进入。
Verse 3 Do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of his oppressor the one who has been robbed. Do no wrong or violence to the alien, the fatherless and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. For if you are careful to carry out these commands, then kings who sit on David's throne will come through the gates of this palace, riding in chariots and on horses, accompanied by the officials and the people. But Until verse 4.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意21章开始是西底家王打发人去问耶利米。
Brothers, you pay attention in chapter 21. In the beginning, is King Zedekiah sending people to see Jeremiah.
现在22章呢，是耶利米告诉耶和华告诉耶利米，你去到王宫里面，直接对他说。
And now in chapter 22, it is the Lord Jehovah goes to speak to Jeremiah and have him go to the king and proclaim these words. And what words did he proclaim?
叫他们悔改回转。
Is to have them repent and turn around.
叫他们实实在在的悔改。
So that they will repent.
这样，他们不但是可以保存下来。
If they do this, they will be preserved.
并且还能长久的享用神的保护。
Not only that, they will also enjoy God's protection.
到了最末后的时候，
And at the very end,
神还向他的百姓说这样的话。
God continued to speak to his people with these words. Francis, you remember?
这个西底家是谁？
Who's this Zedekiah?
这个西底家就是犹大最后的一个王。
Zedekiah is the last king of Judah.
尼布甲尼撒把他掳去以后，
After he was captured by Nebuchadnezzar, and Judah has lost his kingdom.
所以是最末后的一个君王。
So he's the last king of Judah.
在这个最末后的君王的面前，
So in front of this last king,
已经到了尽头了。
It's at the very end.
被掳的时间要到了。
The time of captive is coming.
神仍然留下机会给西底家。
God continues to save the opportunity for Zedekiah.
弟兄姊妹，我们还能说神是不义吗？
Can we still say God is unrighteous?
那好了，第四节你就注意。
And in verse 4,
第五节你就注意。
Verse 5, you should take note.
话锋一转，那个说话一转。
And he has changed his way of speaking.
你们若不听这些话。
If you do not obey these commands,
耶和华说我执着自己起誓这城必成为荒场。
Declares the Lord, I swear by myself that this palace will become a ruin.
那然后就开始数算历史了。
And then it goes on to tell about the history.
从第六节开始就数算历史了。
And from verse 6 on, it's about the history.
这个历史从什么时候开始算呢？
When did this history begin?
从约西亚的儿子沙龙开始算。
It's from the son of Zedekiah.
沙龙对
沙龙
就是十一节的那个是。那弟兄姊妹们，这个是谁呢？
Do you know who this is?
为什么从约西亚的这个儿子算起呢？
Why would we begin with Shalom, the son of Zedekiah?
我们读历史的时候，我们晓得。
When we read the history, we understand.
约西亚是犹大王里列王里边，犹大列王里头最幕后的一个好王。
Zedekiah is the last good king among all the kings of Judah.
他把犹大带回一个不是彻底的复兴，也总是上神恢复一点外表的敬虔了。
He has brought Judah back to a revival, so they have some outward godly fear.
他自己是一个敬畏神的。
He's a person who fears the Lord. And because of his him,
犹大被掳的这个事情往后挪移了好多好多的年日。
Because of him, God has postponed the time of the captive of Judah.
我们读列王记读到最末了23章的时候，我们就可以看到这些事情。
When we read chapter 23 in the Kings,
Second King. No.我们就看到这些事情。
We see these things.
约西亚是一个把神的祝福带回给犹大的一个王。
Josiah is the king that brought back blessing to Judah.
但是他一死了以后
，After he died，
他的子孙就一个不如一个，一个不如一个。
His descendants are one worse than the other.
这个沙龙就是头一个。
And Shalom is the first one.
他另外一个名字叫做约哈斯。
And his other.
约哈斯。
His other name is Jehoshaphat.
那他接续他父亲做王三个月，就给犹埃及王掳去了。
His father, after he becomes king for 3 months, he was captive.
因为他一做王就完全离开了神。
Because once he becomes king, he left the Lord completely.
完全离弃了约西亚在神面前的那一种寻求。
He has left the way of Josiah.
把整个犹大都重新带进偶像的敬拜。
And he has brought the Judah back to worshipping idols.
我们读那个列王记下也能读出这个事实。如果跟以西结书来一比较的时候，你更看见那个光景。
When we read Second Kings and also Ezekiel, we'll see this very clearly.
在约西亚所带进的那个复兴的里头
，In the revival that was brought back from Josiah,
犹大好像是有点恢复。
It's as if there's a revival in Judah.
但实际并没有。
But truly, it's not the case.
因为整个的恢复只是在王。和少数人的身上。
Because the revival is only in the king and a handful of people.
在王的家中和犹太教的那些宗教的领袖的里边和百姓。
It's only in the house of the king and the leaders of the Judaism religion.
他们仍然是暗暗在那里拜偶像。
The people are still worshipping the idol in secret.
所以才造成那犹大被掳以前的那种光景那样黑暗。
So they have created such darkness before they were captured.
这个沙龙大概比马拿西差一点点。
This Shalom, he's probably a little worse than Manasseh.
所以神让他只做了三个月的王，就给埃及。
So after he was king for only 3 months, he was captured.
就死在埃及不能回来，就像这里所说的。
And he died in Egypt. He could not return.
然后呢
？And then afterwards?
又接着就说到他的一个兄弟约雅敬。
And then it talked about his brother Jehoiakim.
这个约雅敬稍微好一点。
He's a little better.
但是仍然不回转。
But he did not repent.
仍然是不以神为神。
He did not regard God as God.
那所以他也有许许多多惹神怒气的事。
So he has done a lot of things that provoked the Lord.
所以神在耶利米在这里也说出他的那个问题。
So Jeremiah he pointed out this person's problems.
那说出神的问他什么问题呢
？And what kind of problems are these?
他也是给神弃绝。
He's also forsaken by the Lord.
他也就是 几乎可以说是死无葬身之所了。
He's also died in a place that he would not was,
没有人给他
was not buried, that nobody mourned for him.
虽然他是做王
even though he was a king.
但是没人给他举哀
but nobody mourned for him.
然后到他的儿子
and then his son.
约雅敬的儿子叫做哥尼亚
his son Jehoiachin. Oh, sorry.
就是耶哥尼亚，他就是。另外一个名字叫做耶哥尼亚，这是24节。
And his other name, Kania.
他也在耶利米的这一个咒诅的里头，宣告的里头，好像是接受了一个很严肃的咒诅。
So within the proclamation of Jeremiah, he has received a serious curse.
那里说到他要被掳到外邦。
Then it says he will be captured to a foreign land.
他要死在外邦。
And he would die in a foreign land.
还有一件事情。
And then one more thing.
很严肃的。
It's very solemn.
严肃到一个什么地方呢？
To a point.
我们看看29节。
We'll look at verse 29.
下个礼拜我们要看这个大事。
And we'll have a start here, and we'll continue next week.
29节说：“地啊，地啊，地啊，当听耶和华的话。耶和华如此说：要写明这人算为无子，是平生不得亨通的，因为他后裔中再无一人得亨通，能坐在大卫的宝座上，吃理由大。”
Verse 29, it says, O land, 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 hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Record this man as if childless, a man who would not prosper in his lifetime. For none of his offspring will prosper. None will sit on the throne of David or rule anymore in Judah.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们，这一个哥尼亚
Princesses, this Cornia,
在神面前也动神的怒气到这样的一个光景。
He provoked the Lord's anger to such a
什么光景呢
？To such a place，
他自己本人固然是被掳到外邦
，He himself was captured to the foreign land，
但是还引出一个很严重的咒诅。
But even more, he brought forth a very serious curse from him from that time on。
他的后裔中就没有一个人能再坐上大卫的宝座。
None of his offspring will be able to sit on the throne of David。
因为这个话很严肃啊。
This is a very solemn matter。
那也就是说
，In other words，
这个是宝座的那一个传递。
This is the passing on of the throne。
如果他的后裔的里头没有人可以再坐宝座的话
，If none of his offspring will be able to sit on the throne，
那是不是大卫的宝座就停止了
？That does that mean the throne of David will stop？
那是不是神在？以色列身上的那个应许就不能再继续往前了呢
？So does that mean the promise of the Lord on Israel cannot prolong anymore？
因为神应许大卫的宝座是存到永远。
Because the Lord has promised that the throne of David will last forever。
那神应许大卫说：“你的子孙不断有人坐在你的宝座上。”
And God has promised David that within your offspring there will continue to have people。
就在过一点点的耶利米书上面就说：“神说，除非白日黑夜的约。”可以改变，不然的话，谁能改变大卫的约，叫他没有子孙坐在他的宝座上呢
？It's mentioned later on in Jeremiah. It says, unless there's a change in between the day and the night, there will continue to have people or offspring of David to be on his throne.
但是现在竟然有这样严肃的一个咒诅写在这里。
But in here is such a serious curse.
这一个人的后裔中再没有一个人可以。坐在大卫的宝座上，吃理由大。
None of this person's offspring will be sitting on the throne of David.
而这一个咒诅不是从他开始。
But this curse did not start with him.
他是被掳的君王。
He was a king that was captive.
但是这一个咒诅是从他父亲开始的。
But the curse starts with his father.
因为从耶利米书36章那里是头一次宣告。这一个咒诅是显在约雅敬的身上的，就是上头那个约雅敬的身上的。
Because in chapter 36 it's mentioned this curse started with Jehoiakim.
那所以弟兄姊妹们你就注意。
So brothers and sisters, you pay attention to this.
这么严肃的一个咒诅。
such serious curse. That how much time has it consist?
那从约雅敬到这个哥尼亚,
from Jehoiakim to this person, Conia. And Conia has been on the throne for 3 months and he was captured.
掳去以后就没有再回来。
And after he was captured, he could not return.
那按照外面来看，好像真的是神的应许到这个时候断掉了。
On the outward, it looks like as if God's promise has stopped here.
但是我们先不说这个事情引出的大问题。下个礼拜我们再看。
We'll continue to look at the problems that's brought forth by this next week.
在这里我要指出一个事实。
But now I'd like to point out a fact.
在这一段的历史的数算的里头。
In this recording of this history.
是包括了两代人。
That includes two generations.
但是三朝的王。
But there are three kings.
弟兄姊妹，在这两代三朝的王的里边，神一直在那里发出警告。
Within these three generations, two generations and three kings, God has continued to speak forth His warning.
但是他们就是不要听神的话。
But the people would not listen to His words.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们看见当时耶利米的处境实在是非常的艰难。以后我们会看得更具体一点。
So we see that Jeremiah at that time his circumstances really difficult, and we'll look at it more in the future.
但是神要他说的话又是那样不容易。
But the words that are entrusted to him by God is very not easy to speak forth.
但他还是忠心在神的托付的上面。
But he continues to be faithful.
没有让眼见的环境改变他的心意。
He did not let the visible environment to change his heart.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在耶利米的身上，我们真实的看见一个叫神喜悦的见证人。
In Jeremiah, we truly see a person who's pleasing to God.
也真实的看见一个讨神喜悦的服侍神的人。
And we truly see one who serves the Lord and who pleases Him.
耶利米的事情也给我们有一些光照。
May what happened to Jeremiah shed some light on us.
叫我们学习看重神的事过于我们自己的遭遇。
So that we will learn to look at the Lord's matters over our own feelings.
我想我们今天晚上就听到这了。
And we'll stop here.